Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new three-day sale a week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Go to OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
When OSU launches a new beardless wheat variety, they want it right on all fronts, just like the bearded varieties. Yield, quality, versatility. OK Corral marks the emergence of OSU's first new beardless wheat variety in over 10 years. OK Corral excels in every scenario imaginable, grain only, dual purpose, or hay production. It also protects against several outlaws in wheat country, such as hessian fly, stripe rust, leaf rust, powdery mildew, leaf blotch, and even bacterial streak. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Well, it's almost similar to a little over a year ago when much of the country and world shut down because of COVID-19. Now the cyber attack on JBS may have a similar effect. It's unclear how long this will last, but there already is indication meat prices are rising at the retail level due to the expected shortage that might be experienced until this is rectified. It may just be for a short time, but that's immaterial. We saw the impact consumer perception had last year. Meanwhile, hog futures closed nicely higher despite the JBS news as the higher trend continued. That may not continue today, though, as the cyber attack has had an impact on hog slaughter as well, with the company handling about 20% of the hog processing in the U.S. It's not indicated that this will impact hogs as much as cattle, but an impact is expected now that more is known. July Kansas City wheat trading about 7 cents higher early today, with very little rain in the forecast for the southwestern U.S. plains, apart from the heavy amounts expected in southeastern Texas. Late yesterday, USDA said 48% of the winter wheat crop was rated good to excellent, with moisture improvement in the southwestern plains nearly offset by declines in the dry northwestern U.S. The spring wheat crop is in a tougher situation with hot temperatures on the way starting tomorrow and no drought relief seen for at least the next 7 days. Well, July corn's trading about 1.5 cents higher early today, supported by a 7-day forecast that doesn't offer new crops much rain. Southeastern Texas and Louisiana get the heaviest amounts this week, and moderate amounts are expected along the Ohio River Valley into Ohio. The rest of the Corn Belt will only see light amounts the next 7 days, with hot temperatures coming to the northern plains starting tomorrow and staying into next week. July soybeans are trading about 12 cents higher early today, finding support from the same 7-day forecast described for corn earlier. We're going to check futures in a moment.
Rural Oklahomans are no strangers to tough times. We pull together and overcome, and we must do it again.
Because COVID-19 doesn't stop where the pavement turns to gravel.
It is spreading throughout our rural communities and down our local main streets.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
Well, June live cattle down $2.32 yesterday, $113.55. August down $2, $116.60. October down 77 cents, $122.92. August feeder cattle down $2.20, $149.15. September down $155, $151.97. October down 92 cents, $154.10. And June hogs up $137, $118.62. Kansas City wheat, July up 24 and a quarter, $637.5. September up 24 and a half, $645. Chicago wheat, July up 30 cents at $693.5. September was up 30 at $697.25. July corn up 32 cents, $688.75. September up 28.75 at $602. July soybeans up 18 cents, $15.48.5. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.